The three-month late progress report on the Startup New York program was buried in a release on Friday evening before the July 4th holiday weekend. The announcement, quietly added to a Cuomo administration website, was in contrast to the beginning of the program, which was introduced by Cuomo in 2014 with much fanfare. In June of that year, at the Rochester Institute of Technology, Cuomo proudly announced the rollout of the first businesses to participate in a program that gives entrepreneurs a 10-year pass on paying income, sales, and property taxes. The governor called it the ultimate economic development program.
We offer the least expensive locations in the country for business.
The governor also embarked on a $53 million publicly financed nationwide advertising campaign.
Move here, expand here, or start a new business here and pay no taxes for 10 years.
The spending was questioned in a 2015 audit by the state comptroller, who said the program left real questions about whether the results justify the cost of the ads. And the new report, released on July 1st, does little to answer those questions, saying that a total of 408 jobs have been created in the first 2 years. Cuomo, speaking at an event in Plattsburgh, downplayed the importance of startup, saying it's only one program of many of New York's economic development initiatives. And he urged patience.
400 have been created to date, but 4,100 are in the pipeline. Why? Because we just started the program. And when a company agrees to come, it doesn't come tomorrow.
And the governor says the ads, though branded as startup, actually had a broader message about New York's attempts to create a more business-friendly climate. And he says by that measure, they've been successful.
We had a bad reputation that we had to correct to even be considered.
Ken Girardin with the Empire Center, a fiscal watchdog think tank, says the startup program is a failure and that the job creation levels may have already peaked.
Their focus to date has been, how can we bribe people to come here? How can we bribe people to stay here? How can we bribe people to grow here? And that's not how you build a successful economy.
He says instead, New York should focus on reducing onerous business regulations and high costs of workers' compensation insurance, among other things. And Girardin says the claim that 4,100 jobs will be created in the next 4 years assumes that all of the companies who are currently signed up will actually follow through and keep those commitments. He says one quarter of the companies listed as participating in the first year of the program had already dropped out by year two, and the data for the firms listed in the second year is incomplete.
The state listed 159 businesses in the 2015 report, and we already know that 50 of them haven't even taken up occupancy in a startup zone yet. So it really makes you wonder whether all 50 of those or the other 109 companies are going to still be participating a year from now, or, you know, let alone 5 years from now.
Cuomo, speaking in Plattsburgh to reporters, admits that perhaps startup has not, after all, been the perfect remedy.
Because for most businesses, just saying you don't have to pay taxes is not enough.
He says the state's other economic development programs also offer incentives to businesses. A spokesman for the Empire State Development Corporation, which oversees startup, says more applications are coming in and new companies will be announced soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.